Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sister Sarah Scheffler. A little fat.
Now, wait a minute.
Sean McDonough, terrific broadcaster, Syracuse University.
Uh-huh.
Syntax issue.
Syntax issue. That's a kindred spirit. Do they not teach?
Fat.
Yeah, they not teach syntax at Syracuse?
He just paused, and then the shot was a little fat.
Yeah, the shot is fat.
But it sounded like he was saying that the sister was fat, so he had to correct himself.
That's unfortunate.
It was unfortunate.
Yeah, that's too bad. That's too bad when that happens.
But still pretty funny. still pretty funny.
Oh, God.
And that's the thing about syntax errors. Yeah, they could be downright hilarious.
Sure. I mean, unfortunately, he was a cancer survivor.
Exactly. You alerted me to something.
I did, because you love the all-Jews team.
I love the all-Jews team because I love the man who created it. The late, great Therese Paylor passed away a couple of years back now, and it really bummed me out because he was a good friend of mine in Kansas City, and we supported each other a lot professionally. Did not stay in as good a touch as we should have personally after I left, and I have great regrets about that, but him and I were around the same age. We were breaking into the Kansas City media thing together. I was the first person to ever put him on the air. He ended up rising to really high ranks. He had a Pro Football Hall of Fame vote. He made it to Yahoo Sports from the Kansas City Star. I met him when he was covering Mizzou football. But he was, by his own admission, he was not the best writer in the world. He did not get to where he got based on his ability to turn a phrase, though he was a fine writer, a good writer, just not the great. He wasn't Jeff Passan, he wasn't Dan Wetzel, like that sort of thing. He was observant, and he loved football.
And what he did for the all-Jews team that Charles Robinson wrote about today of just, like, grinding tape, Danny, and then just, like, coming up, it was 22 players that he said were going to be worthwhile in the draft because of their effort, attitude, and performance.
Yes, and so this thing came about. He would always say, that guy's got juice. This guy's got juice. And so that, before he even created the all-juice team, that was just like one of his favorite adjectives for it. But then he created the all-juice team as like a draft primer. He didn't want to go by the group think that so many people do. He basically taught himself and would ask people to teach him how to grind tape, how to watch tape. And then he put together what he would call the all-juice team, offensive and defensive and special teams players that just would pop for him. You could tell that they loved ball, and those were the guys that he tried to grade out the most. And he had some incredible hits in his day. And then him and Charles Robinson did a podcast. Charles and him were very close. Charles had vowed when Therese passed at a very young age that he would keep the spirit of the all-Jews team going, and it apparently came out today.
So, but of the they honor the first team that he had a decade ago. He called out 22 players, and 10 of them lasted a decade. That's insane.
That is insane.
That is absolutely insane. And 5 of them were not first-round picks. They were just deeper players that he thought had a shot, and 5 lasted a decade beyond the first round, and 5 first-rounders lasted a decade, which is amazing. So Charles Robinson has kept it going. And on the all-Jews team this year, would you like to guess who is the quarterback for the all-Jews team?
Caleb Williams,
It is your guy. It is soon-to-be Chicago's guy, Caleb Williams.
And all right, so what do they got on him?
Because Charles Robinson is a terrific writer in his own right, and he's honoring the voice of Therese as he writes about Caleb's juice. And that is not just pedigree, that's effort, attitude, and performance. Okay? We've been waiting on and staring at Caleb Williams since his breakout true freshman season at Oklahoma, and there's little doubt that part of that overexposure has crept into his draft evaluation. As one longtime talent evaluator put it, if you aren't lazy and you watch all 3 years of his tape, he did everything and anything that any shotgun quarterback has ever done in college football, including Peyton Manning. When it comes to number one overall draft picks over the last 20 years, some evaluators put him at the top of a collection that includes Trevor Lawrence, Andrew Luck, Matthew Stafford, and Eli Manning. With an astronomically enticing blend of arm strength, playmaking ability, and sheer will to compete, he has drawn comparisons to Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers. One AFC executive said he's closer to a cross between Rodgers and Brett Favre, with the ability to be great in the pocket when he chooses to be disciplined, but also an off-the-charts gunslinging mentality to create plays whenever he chooses. We're ignoring the overexposure about his personality and worries about him playing out of structure. He carried his teams from the moment he stepped on the field as a freshman and showcased a level of creativity and competitiveness that make him a set-it-and-forget-it draft pick.
Woo!
I just love that it's not about the skills and the measurables and what people have said and the pedigree. It is a hardcore football-loving writer talking to you about effort and attitude and performance, and includes the well-sourced comps in there that ought to blow you away.
I think the things that people are looking for negatives are from people that are looking for negatives. It doesn't mean that he's perfect. It doesn't mean he's guaranteed to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. But the idea that any of this is hard, difficult, conflicting, or scary is preposterous. It is an automatic, no doubt about it, no-brainer decision that should be wildly exciting and supported by 100% of Bears fans. That's what this is. Because, by the way, people are like, oh, it's groupthink, and he's not that good. The guys that we're talking about here, they don't bust. You might say they didn't live up to their hype and expectation. Like, Trevor Lawrence has not lived up to his hype and expectation yet. But no one would say he's a bust. Trevor Lawrence is going to make hundreds of millions of dollars and be an NFL quarterback for 15 years. Andrew Luck did not live up to all of the hype and expectations. Injury and falling out of love with football.
Yeah, yeah. But dude wanted to be an architect, and they just wanted to. No one would say bust for either of those guys.
But that's what I'm saying. So that's the level. The guys who are like, oh, he busts. That Jamarcus Russell. Maybe you think Baker Mayfield's a bust, even though he's having a long career as a starter, just hasn't gone in a straight line and wasn't for the team that he drafted.
Well, to your point, Danny, not all of these number one overall quarterbacks are in this category that we're talking about.
But I'm saying that all of the number one quarterbacks that are in that category, none of them have ever busted. None of them. So he's not going to bust. And then you add in he's going to a better situation than all of those other guys.
Yep.
We are talking about degrees of good and great here. I genuinely think, barring catastrophic injury, bust is off the table. It's just a question of how good. They don't get it wrong on this level of prospect. It doesn't happen. Who's the best prospect who busted? You're like, oh, Ryan Leaf is a bust. Man, he was the second pick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, who?
I mean, there. Yeah, I don't know that there's.
Who's the best graded prospect who was a number one pick?
Uh-huh. Johnny Manziel?
That busted.
I don't know if he was graded that high. They just got it. It's a good question. It's a good one to throw out there, Shane. You know what this is? This is a polls position segment leading up to the draft, is really parsing for maybe one final time all the historical data we can about number one overall quarterbacks. Well,
yeah, Manziel was the 22nd pick in the draft.
Oh, I forgot he was.
Jamarcus Russell?
To me, that is clearly a bust. But Jamarcus Russell was a
fat man.
Yeah, and a tools guy. You know, it was like he could throw a ball from his knees through the goalpost from 60 yards away. That was the Jamarcus Russell hype.
Not a lot of value in that during an NFL game.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
To be an incomplete pass.
Yeah.
it's not the goal.
Yeah. By the way, I need to apologize to all the listeners. Apparently, there were a lot of
full
them
stop.
Who thought I was saying the all Jews team. A lot of people thought that. They kept
you guys
saying,
thought that Therese Paylor came up with the all-Jews team?
The all-Jews team. Exactly. So Sid Luckman is your quarterback, just for the record.
Josh Rosen.
Yeah.
Julian Edelman
at wideout.
Sage Rosenfeld.
Lyle Alzado is our defensive end.
We're weak at corner.
Jerry Jeudy.
Another quarterback. Tariq Cohen. Jay Fiedler. They had Tariq Cohen. Can we have Tariq Cohen, please?
We got to stretch a lot of it, man. If we're actually trying to make an NFL team,
yeah.
If we get Jerry Jeudy, we definitely get Tariq Cohen.
AJ Dillon?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. AJ Dillon's Jewish.
He converted.
Yeah.
I don't know. Good for him. Welcome. But you know,
we need some defensive backs.
we need a lot.
We need a lot of help.
I mean, how many times can we target Edelman? You know, I mean, he's gonna.
Yeah.
He's going to get exhausted.
It's true.
Julian, go out again. Can I get a blow? No. No, you cannot.
I need a matzo ball or something.
Just ridiculous.
Yeah. There's this all-Jews team that I did look up has a quarterback from the 1930s named Benny Friedman. I'm not sure that guy was Jewish. I'm not. I don't know if I buy that.
I'm going to need some season 23andMe on Benny Friedman from the 1930s.
I'm going to check that out.
What gave it away? The sideburns coming out of the helmet?
Benny
Those are called payas, all right? Yeah, Benny Friedman. I'm pretty sure he was Irish. I'm just saying.
Was Gabe Kareemi Jewish?
Yes. Gabe Kareemi is on our offensive line.
Don't want him there, though.
I mean, we do.
Shane, we do. We don't have a lot of choices.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jeff Schwartz and Mitchell Schwartz.
Oh, there we go. Those guys can play.
Yeah, we got a great right tackle, Mitchell Schwartz. He's a fantastic player.
But again, that's not the team we've been talking about.
No. Juice.
Very different. Very, very different. Glad to clarify.
L'chaim. A team in town is already pulling out a move of desperation on April 15th. Next on the score.